Okay, we have in studio with us singer Matthew Crampsey, very, very busy singer, so it's always great to get our hands on him. Also part of the Irish folk band Cold. Matthew, thank you so much for joining us and being a good sport and sitting in, man. It's a bit of a jam now, isn't it?
I know, yeah, thank you very much for having me. I'm just learning what songs we're doing as we're going here.
Okay, because Matthew's going to sing a couple of songs for us. He's got his own new Christmas song, Food for Thought. Yeah. But we were singing there, me, yourself and Lee, and people, I say, it's amazing the talent that you have in Highland Radio. And I says, well, Shannon Wilkins is also a producer of this programme, works on the show, social media, whatever you might describe it, and he's going to sing for us.
Oh, dear.
What do you think, Shannon?
We'll give it a go, Greg.
All right, let's do it. And Matthew is jamming this, by the way.
So I have no idea what's about to happen.
F sharp minor 7.
No.
Okay, let's go.
We have to sing too.
Right.
We're all singing.
Yes.
This is a Highland effort. Right.
Okay, let's go.
Go.
Bless yourself. Here we go.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Then it doesn't show signs of stopping. And I brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how will they going out in the storm?
I have no idea what's going on.
Shall we do it for a verse? I think a verse will get us away then.
I think that was good. That was good.
We tried our best.
You said Shannon, you could sing.
You did better than your best.
You changed in there and got us on the...
That was very high key. That was too high for you.
I didn't mean to do that, Lee. You just came out.
Okay, all right. Shannon, thank you.
You're welcome.
Good for you. I appreciate it. You're good sports, and that's what we want. Lee, you're always a good sport, of
Thanks
course.
So much.
And the best sport of all is Matthew Crampsey. So we're going to do two. Well, tell us, I mean, like, you're flat out between your own work, working with Kjol, you are just busy, busy, busy. I would say you don't know what time of the year or what day of the week it is.
I was just saying to Lee there, I was awake before I came, well, I'd slept before I came here, but I was awake for 42 hours there.
What? Doing what?
Just working, and then it was in Navan last night. It was a great old night down there. We were down, Kjol were down. With a group of guys that run a thing called the Ivory Sessions. So it was like a big concert they had on. There was some, Johnny Brady was on it. There was a lot of people from like the classical world and stuff. It was really, really good. But just at the minute, I'm just all go. But it's great. I love it. I wouldn't have it any other way, you know. But it can be, I'm looking forward to January 1st.
It's one of those two is when it's going good, you have to keep going, don't you? Do you know what I mean? Because you never know when things might quieten down or whatever it might be, but you're flat out now. So are you going to do Fairy Tale of New York first or Food for Thought?
I'll do Food for Thought first because it's just sitting here.
Right.
So this is an original song. This one, I wrote this a couple of years ago, and just because it's coming around Christmas now, I've seen people on Facebook have started going in, and you know, it must pop up as like, oh, posted this time last year or 2 years ago.
The memory's coming back.
Yeah, so it just kind of took a resurgence there in the last couple of days online, so I thought I'd play that one first if that's all right with you. So
go ahead.
Christmas trees and fairy lights, coffee cups and cozy nights, the thought of always doing right and spreading Christmas cheer. Handmade scarves and woolly coats, Christmas songs and Rudolph's nose. There's always hope that we'll have snow around this time of year. But there are those that can't afford the luxury of putting presents underneath the tree. So when you're sitting at the dinner table, telling jokes and trading fables, looking at the children play with the presents that you bought, take a moment and remember, for some this is a hard December. They'd give anything for just a taste of what you've got. I know it might be hard to swallow. What you do today could change tomorrow. Skip dessert and save some room for a little food for thought. Stand in line at the grocery store, wall to wall and door to door,
buy enough and then buy more in fear that you'll run out. Cook the turkey perfectly, all is as it's meant to be. We've all had enough to eat, it's a shame to throw this out. When there are those that can't afford the luxury of knowing how or when they're gonna eat. So when you're sitting at the dinner table, telling jokes and trading fiddles, looking at the children play with the presents that you bought, take a moment and remember, for some this is a cold December, they'd give anything for just a taste of what you've got. I know it might be hard to swallow, what you do today could change tomorrow. Skip dessert and save some room for a little food for thought. It's so easy to lose sight of what's important on the way. But some would trade it all if it meant just another day. So when you're sitting at the dinner table, telling jokes and trading fables, give thanks for what you have, but just be glad of what you don't. Take a moment and remember, for some this is their last December, and they'd give anything for just a taste of what you've got. I know it might be hard to swallow, what you do today could change tomorrow. Skip dessert and save some room for a little food for thought.
Cheers, thank you very much.
When did you write that, did you say, Matthew?
I wrote it during COVID. I think it was 2020.
Like, it's a funny one in that I think it's more relevant now than when you wrote it.
It's such a strange one because when I wrote it, I wrote down, like, kind of three main points. So the first point is about, you know, obviously financial pressure that happens in December. The second versus, that's why it's hard December, because it's hard to, you know, it's hard to spread your money over December.
Yeah.
The second one then is about, you know, people that are homeless in such a cold time of year, and that's it's a cold thing.
And referencing sometime our excess as well.
Exactly.
All right, brilliant stuff. Okay, we're back for this sort of radio Christmas Eve-y kind of show. Lee Gooch is still on board. You're not going anywhere, are you?
I'm staying here for the crack. This is where the Christmas
good
is
stuff
today, boy.
Because we're jamming, and I hope you like jamming too. Great song. Greg, that singer is brilliant. Reminds me of Leonard Cohen. You can hear every word. That's Mary. Is that you? Yeah, I'd say so. Or maybe it was earlier. Either way, it applies to both. When's Highland Radio Bingo back on after Christmas, folks? It's back on Monday, the 1st of January, week one of 2024. Right, and on it goes. We'll get to some more of those. Let's see what's coming up a little later on in the programme too. Menus. Menus are only good when you've got good stuff coming up.
Is this
up,
food, is it?
No, it's not.
When's lunch?
We are going to be crossing over to live to Brent Manor Nursing Home Convoy shortly. We have another choir in. Then we've got Bishop Alan McGaughey and Bishop Andrew Foster for a quick chat. Katie McGee and Michael Letty are going to call in. What's on TV over Christmas? I can't imagine us talking much about TV, but we'll try. We're going to give away a car at 11:30. Half past 11, folks. And remember, you don't have to answer your phone for that.
You still get tickets for it. How's that work?
On the website.
Online,
yeah, highlandradio.com. Safe and secure. And then we have the Car and Donna Brass Band in with us, just to send me home with ringing in my ears. And I love it. Can't wait for it. And Matthew Crampsey, the great sport that he is, he's still with us as well. Matthew, thank you for hanging about. Right, so are you sticking with... I have Fairy Tale from New York in my notes. Are you sticking with it?
Yeah, can do. Yeah,
let's do it. Then. All right.
100%, yeah. That you can do Kirsty's part.
I do my best. How's that?
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank, when an old man said to me, won't see another one, and then sang a song. Got on the lucky one, came in 18.
They've got cars big as bars, they've got rivers of gold. Where the wind blows right through, it's no place for the old. When you first took my hand on the cold Christmas Eve, you promised me Broadway was waiting for me. You were handsome, you were pretty, queen of New York City. When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the drunks they were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. And the boys in the NYPD choir were singing Galway Bay. And the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day. You're a bum, you're a punk, you're an old one on junk, lying there almost dead in that ripping that bed. You scumbag, you maggot, you're cheap and you're haggard. Merry Christmas, your ass, I pray God it's our last. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing Galway Bay, and the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day. I could have been someone. Well, so could anyone. You took my dreams from Lee when I first found you. I kept them with me, babe. I put them with my own. I can't make it all alone. I built my dreams. Christmas Day.
Yeah. Matthew, you put everything into every song, don't you? It must be exhausting at the end of a gig, and I mean that in the most complimentary way possible, but you don't go, you go hard or go home.
I would say a lot of people are trained singers, you know. I would just be more of a...
You drive it.
Driving singer, you know. It's like, people are like, oh, have a great date. Have a great... I'm like, yeah.
But I would say...
Have a sore throat.
I was going to say, after a two-hour gig, you would know about it. You know, just the people don't... People think this job is incredibly easy here, right? Yeah. But you see, and you would know yourself, Lee, to a lesser extent, I would say.
Oh, here.
Normally messing. But see how drained you be afterwards.
100%.
Do you know what I mean?
Do you take homie?
No, but I don't mean drained. I just mean tired. In other words, I don't want people to give out to me for having a half an hour nap in the afternoon. That's really effectively what I'm saying. But it is very emotionally draining. You do find it out. Now, I've also done proper hard work. You know, like I was out in building sites and in pubs and restaurants, and I've done all that for 10 odd years. So I do know what hard work really is. Yeah. So I know I'm lucky. But it is.
I think you find it's this kind of thing can be. Someone said to me once, it's a lonely old furrow.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what it is. You're on your own, you're in the car on your own, you're out playing on your own. You might be in the pub, but you're not with the people. You know, you're on your own wee area and you have a job through. And then you get into the car and your ears are ringing and you're driving home, and then you get into the bed and you're still, you know what it is? It's a lonely...
Your adrenaline's running and you have to... I remember that from when I used to DJ too. Yeah. Gooch, you DJed a bit, though yours was more cheesy 80s stuff. I was more happy hardcore, house, that kind of thing, R&B.
You're just brilliant, Greg.
But no, I'm only messing. But you know yourself, you don't go home and straight to bed. No.
Your job there is an entertainer. Like, and I performed in bands, there's the Gooch Brothers years ago on stage as well. So you're focused there, and it doesn't matter. Your dad would have said to you growing up, and our dad told us, like, it doesn't matter if there's one or 500 or 5,000, they still get the same show.
Well, funny you should say that, because when I used to work down in Bundoran, I might have said this before, but it was a nightclub, but they tried to do live bands in advance, and for the first month or ever, they did big bands, and the first one was Aslan, right? And they were before, but no one turned up, right? Because for whatever reason, you know, people were in the routine of where they went, and I don't know about how it was marketed or whatever, because it clearly was Aslan would fill. They would fill the Diamond and Donegal towns, you know, back at this time, you know, and still would. And I would say there was 15 people there and me, and they did the full show.
Yeah.
They did the full show, all the theatrics, you know, and all of the exactly the same you would see on the Late Late Show or in front of a massive audience.
Yeah,
and I thought, wow, downstairs in a nightclub in Bundoran, this is something else. Like, it was a really special gig to kind of see.
Yeah, I remember Dad said something to me a couple of weeks ago, and it's stuck with me ever since. I just keep thinking about it. But when you're playing, and or when you're DJing, or when you're doing anything like this here, where you're trying to get people going, you're giving people your energy the whole time. So you just need to be cautious of constantly giving. And he had a great analogy for it. He was like, you know, if you work on a building site or something, if you're working all week and you have the phones down and you have a part of a wall built, when you go back on Monday, that's all there and you can build from there. Yep. But every time you turn on the decks or you pick up a guitar, you're starting from the first block. You're pouring the first bit of concrete. Yeah.
And you walk into a pub and you will have a look around and get a sense. You know the type of crowd you have,
straight away.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know they've been in there since 2.
Yeah.
Or if they're, you know what I mean? You'd kind of have a sense of how the night will go.
You can tell by the first, if someone comes up and you're like, are you going to play? You know that they're ready. They're ready to go. There's no, you don't have to warm them up. They're ready. They just want to go from the off.
Brilliant.
But sometimes you have to come on and just sing in the background until they kind of hear you, and then you go from there.
All right. Okay. Listen, thanks so much, Matthew, for coming in. Great to have it. Actually, nice to have the space to have a little bit of a chat as well. It's great. You're gigging all over the place. Do you want to list anything off?
Well, if you go on my Instagram, you can see where I'm. My Instagram and Facebook have all my December gigs. But next year is looking extremely busy between myself and Kuehl. We're doing a lot of stuff. We're heading to the States. We're looking to head to Australia. We're heading to Canada. We're actually heading to Newfoundland before Paddy's Day, and then we're away for Paddy's Day in England and stuff. So I just want to thank everyone again. I always say, you know, the support in Donegal is phenomenal between for Dad, for myself, and for Kuehl. And I just want to really thank everyone. Wish them all a really happy Christmas. And
how exciting for you. And hopefully you have the happiness and the health to enjoy.
I bumped into this guy probably about 6 or 7 years ago, wasn't it? In the Northwest College. I don't know. I was doing some kind of, I don't know, what was I doing there, Dad?
Were you comprehensive?
Well, I can tell you one thing. He was getting well paid for it.
Well, I was getting paid that day.
I know you do, because you do nothing for free.
Oh, how your tongue, would you?
But they call him Invoice Gooch. They call him Invoice Gooch.
What was it? And you were, no, it was the award ceremony or something in the Northwest College, and that's when of course really
it was
on stage in the wee theatre place. I was blown away with your just, and you say now it says your dad Crampsey, and I think, is that your dad and the stuff we got chatting then? But unbelievable talent, singer songwriter and all.
Thank you very much, Matthew.
Guys, thank you.
It's brilliant to have you in, and it's great to have the talent that we have in this part of our world that we can invite them in. Right, we're going to go to Alex and Tommy live from Brentwood Manor Nursing Home Convoy after we take a quick break. All right, you're welcome back to this very Christmassy 9 till noon show, but it's been Christmas all week here. And we hope you're enjoying the programme, and we really are very pleased to have you all on board. We've an awful lot to get in before 11 as well, but let us, I'll give you the background to this though, because it's really an important element of this. A listener to this show has made a very generous anonymous donation to the radio station here, and they asked us to share it with the community of the Northwest. So we decided, what should we do on Christmas week? We'll go live to a number of nursing homes and community facilities to bring some festive cheer to family and friends. And this morning we are over to Brentwood Manor Nursing Home. Tommy Rosny is joined today by Alex Black. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us.
Greg, it's lovely to hear from you. Big hello from the Brentwood Nursing Home. Let's hear it. Hey! Steady now. Unfortunately, my Sinead couldn't be with us today. I'm very sad about it, but we've had a great week on tour here. But I'm joined by the legend himself, Alex.
What a sub, Tommy. That's a decent sub, isn't
it? Sub. I was well disappointed. I thought I might get to sing 2 songs today, but I'm only going to sing a bit of one later on with Alex. But before we talk to Alex and some of the residents, I must get in the assistant director of nursing, Margaret, to come up here and say a few words with us. Give her a nice round of applause.
Yay, Margaret, you're very welcome to be. Everyone.
And thank you very much for having us over here. You've been having a busy week?
Yeah, it's been very busy. We started the festivities in early December when the residents and the staff decorated the home and the Christmas trees. Then we had the wonderful Sean Cuddy was here during the week performing for the residents and for the staff and families as well. So he was quite good. Father Kelly has also done our mass for us for Christmas, as well as the local clergyman. And then on Christmas Day, then we're just going to round it off with some Christmas crackers and some sing songs and some selection boxes. And that's it.
And a big Christmas dinner as well, that'll be.
Oh, a big massive Christmas dinner, yep, and sweets. Plenty of sweets and presents.
Mr. Bates, you know, I was just talking to you off here, and I say how quick the Christmas comes and how quick it goes, you know, like this day a week.
That's it.
We'll be seeing all the ads for the Cadbury's cream eggs.
Valentine's Day and Easter, and I will be getting through it. But yeah,
Well, come here, have a great day. I'm going to
Thank you so very much. I'm going to talk to a few residents,
but I want to talk to this lady first. She's all the way from Newport, just outside in County Mayo.
That's right, yes.
How are you keeping?
Well, quite well. I haven't been that well for a good while, but I'm good now, getting good treatments in here.
Come here, tell me, what's your memories of your childhood Christmas when you grew up down in Mayo? What was the story on Christmas?
It's a long time ago now, but I always enjoyed Christmas. My parents always made it a nice time for us, and you know, I always enjoyed it, and we always had Santa coming, and yeah. I didn't believe in Santa at the time, and then we had a lovely Christmas dinner. So
would you have had the Brussels sprouts and the carrots and all that?
Ah, yes, all that. Well, my father was a farmer. And we grew them all. They were lovely.
Yeah. I suppose, you know, like, you know how people now go into the shops and they can buy the turkeys. I remember when I was younger, probably the same as yourself, we used to get the turkey kind of fresh. And I remember my mum used to be plucking the turkey the night before Christmas, taking all the feathers off it.
That's right, yes.
And preparing it for the Christmas dinner. It'd be the same with yourself.
That's right, it would be.
Christmas has changed a lot, hasn't it, now compared to
I think it has, yeah. It's sad, really, but it was very nice, I think.
And come here, what's your connection with Donegal? You have relations up here, haven't you?
Yeah, before I came to the hospital, all I did was, the most time I was in Donegal was in Lough Derg. Oh. But then my sister got married and went to live in Remelton. So she suggested this place and I tried it out and it's very nice. I'm glad I came here.
Yeah, the staff are very good here, aren't they?
The staff are very good and the food is nice and the people, everybody is very friendly.
Yes.
So I've no complaints, so really.
You're looking forward to the Christmas dinner?
Yes, I am, yeah.
That's great. Well, we have the legend with us. I don't know if you ever heard Alex singing before.
Yes.
Sinead, who normally was on the road with me, it comes from a musical background, and here's the man himself, Alex, and we're going to get him to sing an old song for us. Alex, it's over to you. It's
Thank
lovely
you.
To have Thank you here with us.
Going to do a wee number called Silver Bells. City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner, you'll hear all together silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling. Hear them sing. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Strings of street lights, even stoplights, blink a bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their presents. Hear the snow crunch, see the kids bounce. This is Santa's big scene. And above all the hustle, you'll hear, let's hear you, silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling.
Ring-a-ling.
Hear them sing.
Hear them sing.
Soon it will be Christmas. Christmas Day. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Thank you.
What about that, Greg? I'm telling you, the legend that is Alex. Not only is he a fine singer, but a fine songwriter as well.
Thank you, Tommy.
Well, Alex, I must say, and Tommy, I do miss Sinead, because Sinead has been fantastic all week, and she's an amazing talent in her own right. But, Alex, that was absolutely beautiful. That was lovely. Really, really was. And thank you so much for stepping in and being such a good sport, Alex. We really do appreciate it.
No problem.
Yeah, I miss Sinead as well. Come here, I have another resident here, Greg, and you mightn't believe this now. A lot of people, I have proof. I'm a poster boy. Not only Daniel O'Donnell is a poster boy, but here's a gentleman I met back in 2014 at a party down at Clonry. His name is Joey. Joey, how is it going? How are you?
Still loving.
Still living. Where do you see this now? He has this up on his wall since, and there's no dart marks on it either.
Jeez, that's the Perry's, is it? That's you used
that's
to.
That's us taken down in 2014. Hold on, I'll show you this now. Hold on.
This is something else here.
And there's no dart marks on it either.
Well, scribbling. Mind yourself there, Tommy. There you go. All right, brilliant. You both look fantastic there, and you're still looking great.
And Joey is a resident here, and he's a good lad. He's big into his country music. And Joey, you're originally from outside Ballybofey, aren't you?
Aye.
You're from originally outside Ballybofey.
That's right, yeah.
Come here, do you look forward to the Christmas and the Christmas dinner?
Christmas dinner to me is the same as every other day, to be honest with you. Two things I never liked in my life was chicken or turkey.
You should get the roast beef or a good steak.
That's the bit of steaks I always bought.
Yeah. And do you do any dance now? I remember the time I met you down at the Clonry at the party, you were dancing away that day and singing. Fine singer as well.
That was the good old days, not so much now.
And you're big into the country music. Who's your favourite country singers?
Well, my favourite of all times was the good George Jones.
Oh, brilliant.
Aye, hard to beat old George, isn't it?
He was called the King of Country, and quite rightly so.
Aye. Well, come here. Enjoy the Christmas, and thanks very much. We got an update on the photograph of you and me now. We'll have a new one you can put up beside this one.
I'll sign it, of course.
Right, come here, just before we do the presentation, Greg, I want to have a chat to some of the staff who are back here very quiet, and these are all the people who do all the hard work over Christmas. How's it going?
All good.
And how long have you been working here?
I'm here since February now.
And are you enjoying it?
Really enjoying it.
It's good and fulfilling, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very happy here. And
what about yourself? What's your name?
Mary.
Mary, how long are you?
3 years.
3 years, and you love it?
Yeah, I do, sure.
Where are you from originally?
I'm from Donegal originally, but I live in Ballybofey.
Right, and yourself?
I'm Ciara.
Ciara, where are you from?
I'm from Coventry originally, but I live in Convoy here.
And how long have you been here in the home?
I've been here for about 6 months now.
And you're enjoying it?
Yeah, I love it, it's great.
How did you end up from Coventry originally?
My mum moved us over when I was 9, so she just preferred it here from Coventry, so she loved the life and the people here, so yeah.
It's handy, Tommy, with the name of one place to the other. You don't have to, you know, Coventry to Convoy. It's not a big change, you know, to remember your address there.
Two seasons. And the last person, I'm not going to forget, the last one in the firing squad here.
My name's Linda.
Oh, we have a Linda up at the radio station as well.
From Convoy.
And how long have you been here, Linda?
15 years.
I'm telling you, she's the veteran. You teach all these ones, do you?
Yes.
Excellent. Come here, Greg. Yeah, we have a little presentation to make before we
indeed.
Let you go.
Indeed. And just whilst you're getting that into shot, I'll let our listeners know that, as I say, thanks to the generosity of a listener to this show, they made a donation. They want it to be anonymous, which is perfectly fine, but it's allowed us to go and visit some fantastic homes right across this beautiful county of ours. Today we're in Brentwood Manor Nursing Home Convoy, and we are now making a presentation of a wonderful, luxurious hamper, which those of you watching can see on screen. And also we have a donation of €500 to the Residents Comfort Fund, which I'm sure will be very well looked after by the staff at the Brentwood Manor Nursing Home, who clearly are very good at making everyone feel really happy and good about themselves, because there's loads of smiles and happy faces there today.
Thank you very much for having us over here. It's heavy now. Maybe you might get somebody to give you a hand with it.
All right, OK. So what are we going to play out with, or is that enough, or do you want to say goodbye, or tell me what's the crack?
Well, Greg, just before I let you go and we sing our final song, can I take the opportunity to wish you, Caroline, and all the team of the 9 to 9 show a very happy Christmas, and also to Aisling and the boys. Hope you have a great Christmas, because I probably won't see you until then. And it was lovely being part of your show this week, and we had a great time, myself and Sinead, so we'll have to do it again sometime.
Yeah, I think, as I said right at the very beginning, it was the pairing I didn't know I needed in my life, but I have it now. And I want to thank Sinead for all of her efforts over the week, driving you around, Tommy, putting up with you. I'm joking. But also for Alec joining us today. Alec's joining us today. OK, so what are we playing out with, folks?
Well, Alec, what are we going to go out with?
We'll do a little wine drinking song.
A little wine drinking, yeah, right.
Is this a little wine drinking me, is it?
That's it.
Oh, I'm going to sing this one along with the background.
Good man, good man.
Tommy's going to help us as well here. Everybody sing it.
Well, I'm praying for the rain in California, so the grapes can grow and I can make more wine. When I'm sitting in a honky
in convoy,
Chicago,
no convoy,
with a broken heart and a woman on my mind. I'll ask the
man
behind the bar to play the jukebox.
Come on, Greg.
And the music takes me back to Tennessee.
I know, Ashley, this much now for it must be for your money.
When he asks, who's the fool in the corner crying? I said, hey, it's little old wine drinker me.
Over to you.
From down in Nashville, 'cause my baby left for Florida on a train. Well, I thought I'd sing a song and just forget her.
Just forget her, Tommy.
But in Chicago, a broken heart is still the same.
Everybody again.
I asked the man behind the bar for the jukebox, and the music takes me back to Tennessee. And when they asked,
who's the fool
in the corner crying, I said, hey, it's little old wine drinker me. Say, hey,
hey,
little old wine drinker me.
Goodbye. Goodbye from Convoy. Happy Christmas.
Thank you so much, everybody. Thank you, Alex. Thank you, Tommy. Thank you. Oh, I was enjoying speaking over that music then. It felt like I was wrapping up a concert. Okay, listen, thank you so much for joining us. And a happy Christmas, everyone. A big cheer, a big wave, maybe.
Happy Christmas!
Bye! Okay, we'll be back with more shortly.